September, the ninth month of the year in our Gregorian calendar, and with it arrives the autumn equinox and the first glimpses of the new season. There is much for our poets, including Sidney Lanier, Charles Kingsley and Amy Lowell, to say and write about. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Lines written on the 6th of September by Thomas Gent. Ill-fated hour! Oft as thy annual rain leads on the autumnal tide, my pinion joys fade with the glories of the fading year. Remembrance wakes with all her busy train, and bids affection heave the heart-drawn sigh o'er the cold tomb, rich with the spoils of death, and wet with many a tributary tear. Eight times has each successive season swayed the fruitful sceptre of our milder clime, since my loved died. But why, ah, why should melancholy cloud my early years? Religion spurns earth's visionary scene, philosophy revolts at misery's chain. Just heaven recalled its own, the pilgrim called from human woes, from sorrow's rankling worm. Shall frailty then prevail? Oh, be it mine to curb the sigh which bursts o'er heaven's decree, to tread the path of rectitude, that when life's dying ray shall glimmer in the frame, that latest breath I may in peace resign, firm in the faith of seeing thee and God.
Among the Rocks by Robert Browning. Oh, good gigantic smile, oh, the brown old earth, this autumn morning. How he sets his bones to bask in the sun and thrusts out knees and feet for the ripple to run over in its mirth. Listening the while where on the heap of stones the white breast of the sea lark twitters sweet. That is the doctrine, simple, ancient, true. Such is life's trial as old earth smiles and knows. If you loved only what were worth your love, love were clear gain and holy well for you. Make the low nature better by your throes. Give earth yourself, go up for gain above.
The 21st of September, 1870, by Charles Kingsley. Speak low, speak little. Who may sing while yonder cannon thunders boom? Watch shuddering what each day may bring, nor pipe amid the crack of doom. And yet the pines sing overhead, the robins by the alder pool, the bees about the garden bed, the children dancing home from school. And ever at the loom of birth the mighty mother weaves and sings. She weaves fresh robes for mangled earth, she sings fresh hopes for desperate things. And thou too, if through nature's calm some strain of music touch thine ears, accept and share that soothing balm, and sing, though choked with pitying tears.
Amongst the Redwoods, Giant and Still, by Daniel Sheehan. John Muir has walked these woods through slanted slopes of hill and vale, amongst the redwoods, giant and still. Dripping down amongst the light, Mother Nature's roll call, all in hues of yellows, reds and warm delights. The earth a cooling mass of moss, of dew-wet rocks and slippery stones, the touch of rain and the sound of brooks. This never-idle mantle changes seasons, and man has no dominion but to walk in awe and wondered thought.
Postscriptum, September 1913, by Thomas McDonough. I, Adam, saw this life begin, and lived in Eden without sin, until the fruit of knowledge I ate, and lost my gracious primal state. I, Nero, fiddled while Rome burned, I saw my empire overturned, and proudly to my murderers cried, "An artist dies in me," and died. And though sometimes in swoon of sense I now regain my innocence, I pay still for my knowledge, and still remain the fool of good and ill. And though my tyrant days are o'er, I earn my tyrant's fate the more, if now, secure within my walls, I fiddle while my country falls.